The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah tells us that Reb Shimon Omer HaMizma HaZer, namely Mizma Shil Yom HaShabbos, Adam HaRishon Omer, it was written by Adam HaRishon, Lefi Sheba Yom HaShabbos V'Naseh Sanego LaAdam L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shabbos came to as a advocate, defense attorney, on behalf of Adam, and came before Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'Amar Rabon HaOlam, B'Sheish Yishmei HaMasa, Lo Nerga Ish Ba'Olam V'Chi Atam Masril. In other words, during the 6 days of creation, no one was killed. Will you begin by punishing Adam? Zuhi Kedushasi V'Zuhi B'Chosi. V'Nitzel Adam HaMishin Medina Shel Gehenim B'Shus HaShabbos. And Adam HaMishin, therefore, even though he sinned with the Eitz Hadas, was saved from the punishment in Gehenim, in the merit of Shabbos. U'kishara Adam Kocho Shel Shabbos Hisril Meshora Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And when he saw the power of Shabbos, he began to sing Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. We learn from this Medrash that Shabbos comes also to atone for sin, and it saves us from the din of Gehenna. And there's also inherent in it consolation, nechama, over the churban, which is clear also from Rashi. Rashi's opinion in Brachos on Daf Mem Tes is that on Shabbos in the benching, we don't say Rachem, but every Shabbos we say Nachem. And I once heard from Hagoyen Reb Nata Greenblatt, Zechon Levracha, that Shabbos carries within it Nechama for the Churban. And therefore, he suggested that when we say the Lechododi on Shabbos, we say the paragraphs, Mikdash Melech Imelucha Kumitz Imitocha Hafecha, and also Hisnari Me'afok Kumi, Livshe Bigdei Tifatech Ami. In other words, because Shabbos is an echama on the Churban. But in Nusach Svad, when Yontif falls on Shabbos, we say the first two paragraphs of Lechododi and the two concluding ones, but the middle ones, these, we don't say, because Mikdash Melech and Hisnari Yafa Kumli are intended as Nechama over the Churban, and we don't mention the Churban on Yontif. But the first two and the last two that reference Shabbos per se, those we do say, even when it falls on Yontif. And it would seem that the reason Shabbos is a consolation and Nechama over the Churban is because the Churban of the Mikdash represents Kedusha, Kedushas HaMakom. It's the Kedusha of place. But Shabbos represents the Kedusha of Zman, the holiness of time. And therefore, when Adam HaRishon was exiled from Gan Eden and he encountered Shabbos, he began to sing Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Because even though he was exiled from the Mokum of Gan Eden, but the Kedusha of Zman, namely Shabbos, was still with him. And Shabbos also points to the ultimate redemption, the Gula Asida, because it's a day of rest and salvation. As the Mishnah says at the end of Tamid, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir La'asid Lavo Liyom Shekulo Shabbos, Unuchel L'chai Olamim. And I once heard from the Rav, he said, in the name of his father, that indeed was when the Levim would sing at the base of Middash, that text was part of what they said. And this Shabbos especially, after the terrible tragedy in Israel, the horrific massacre perpetrated by Hamas, this Shabbos hopefully will bring us from that chubin, nechama, some consolation, and faith for the ultimate binyan hamikdash and the future ahead.